Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're going to continue today to talk about the beautiful, wonderful, glorious gift of the Holy Spirit that everyone who's been baptized into Christ has been given. The section of the Catechism, which I began the week with on confirmation, reminds us of the profound reality of what is communicated to us through the church in the sacraments and through the preaching of the church in the gift of the Holy Spirit, of course, beginning with baptism, when we are born again by water and the Spirit, become, as John the Beloved said, God gave us power to become children of God and to enter into a share in His glory, which is amazing. It's hard sometimes to grasp the meaning of those terms, like to participate in God's glory or to become partakers of the divine nature, things like that the apostles talked about regularly and believed and understood. And they preached it with great conviction and taught it because it was something that was taught to them by the Holy Spirit. One of the things I want us to think about this week is, and to receive more fully maybe in our lives, is the conviction, confidence, and a kind of expectation to be awakened in us. And I ask the Holy Spirit to help us to today, for all those who are listening, Lord Jesus, I ask you in your holy name to anoint us today, to help us stir up the gift of the Holy Spirit given at baptism. Maybe, and for those who are listening who have maybe never been baptized, don't know Jesus, are not part of his body in the Spirit, they could see and feel and hunger your work, Lord, and come to you as well. But may, by your grace, Lord, all of us be awakened to the gift of the Spirit, the person of the Holy Spirit that you yourself imparted to us, that gift that intimately unites us to you, our advocate, our friend, our counselor, that you gave to us intimately, each one of us personally. And friends, I think it's so important for us to see that. It's not just a generic outpouring of the Spirit that happened and continues to happen through the command of our Lord, but it's also deeply personal and intimate. He's come to save you. He's come to save me. He was there when we were baptized. He was there offering himself for us. He was there taking away the stain of original sin. He was there in the impartation of the Holy Spirit. And with great joy, the heavens rejoiced. The heavens sang another victory for Jesus and another child of the Father that's brought home. And that now by the great miracle of Jesus' death and rising, our sins are forgiven and we're given new life. Life personally given to you from Jesus. And the Holy Spirit now dwells in you as in a temple. And St. Paul says, now test your faith. This is a good test of faith. Don't you know that the Holy Spirit dwells within you? Because if you know that, Paul knows, if you really know it, which means you really believe in it, and you're convicted by it, and you haven't somehow listened to the lies of the devil that it's passed you by, or that somehow the Lord has you on the margins because of your weakness, because of your failings, because of who you are, your inherited troubles, your bad decisions, that somehow you're disqualified and you don't have that place of sonship or being a daughter of God in God's presence free, like we talked about yesterday. For freedom, Christ has set us free. Christ knows who he's given his Holy Spirit to. He knows who you are. And he's calling you to full freedom. And he doesn't condemn you, but he calls you if you need to, like I need to do regularly, is to repent, to go to confession, to get ourselves right with God, to make sure we're in a right state of grace, so we're moving forward with him. But that's all gift. We just have to say yes to and keep going and keep moving in him and to be able to grasp the treasure that belongs to you now. The devil wants to choke all that off from you. He doesn't want you to think about it. He wants you to be preoccupied by what you don't have. He wants you to be preoccupied by the troubles in life, the difficult circumstances, the disappointments in life, the pain that's part of this valley of tears, to stay there. And he wants to beat us down to the point where we feel weak and we don't have strength to live a different way of life. And it's a lie. It's an effective strategy that way too many people believe. And too many baptized Catholics believe that God is not for them, that God's not in their corner, that God isn't their number one advocate in the Holy Spirit, and that he radically loves them. Jesus said, as the Father has loved me, so I love you. Jesus loves you the way he loved God the Father. Only the Holy Spirit can help you grasp what that is. Ask the Holy Spirit today. Holy Spirit, help me. I trust you. Holy Spirit, speak to me. Holy Spirit, help me understand the love of Christ for me and the love of the Father and what I mean to them. Help me experience it. Help me know it. Help me walk in it. Help me say yes to him and no to sin. In the second chapter of St. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, he talks about this gift of the Holy Spirit that's been imparted to us. And he speaks about it in a way that can help us understand both the role of the Holy Spirit in each person's life, but what's possible, and to understand what the Holy Spirit wants to show us so we can look for it, we can cooperate, and be docile to the grace and presence of the Holy Spirit. So chapter 2, 1 Corinthians verse 6, he said, "Yet among the mature we do impart wisdom, although it's not a wisdom of this age or of the rulers of this age who are doomed to pass away." See, Paul's just got stuff so clear in his mind and heart. And having seen Jesus in the Spirit, Jesus appearing to him by the grace and power of the Holy Spirit, he saw eternal reality. He saw the glory and victory and majesty of Jesus. And he understood that all those who opposed him, the rulers of this age, you know, the Roman rulers, the religious rulers, but also the demonic rulers of this age, they're all going to pass away. They're doomed. They are doomed. It doesn't matter how much power people have in this world that are opposed to God or institutions or governments. They're all doomed. There's no opposing Jesus. It's impossible to seriously oppose Christ. People can try. Governments can try. Demons can try. Satan himself can try. But no one can touch him. His power is so much greater. He made everything that is. They're all creatures. So Paul understood this. He said, "But we impart a secret and hidden wisdom of God, the secret of the Father, the wisdom of the Father, which God decreed before the ages for our glorification." God decreed that this wisdom, this secret plan of God, this mystery would be revealed through the preaching of the gospel. And what is that? That Jesus Christ is Lord and Messiah, that Jesus is God's Son, that God has saved us in the Son, who is the King now of the kingdom that the Father has established, and that we're united now to God by God's action through the Holy Spirit. He goes on to say, "None of the rulers of this age understood this, for if they had, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory." Yeah, they did the one thing they never should have done. They spilled the blood of Jesus, the sacrifice that makes it possible for the human race to be saved, that broke the back of the satanic reign and dominion and the ultimate claim the devil had on human beings. That was completely broken. No more power. He swallowed up death and victory. He made a public show of Satan. He drew Satan in and he cut his throat. I just have to use that image this morning. Total victory will never be overturned. The question is, do we want to be a part of it? Do we want to share the victory of the Lord of glory? There's another title of Jesus that the Holy Spirit wants you to become, to grasp, and for me to grasp, and to come to live in, and to celebrate, and to proclaim. Jesus is the Lord. He's the Lord of life. He's the Lord over death. He's the Lord over everything. All power and authority belong to him, and he's the Lord of glory. He's the King of glory. Glory belongs to him, and he will reign in glory for all eternity. And he wants to share that glory with you and with me. That's really what's going on in your life. It's the deepest, most important thing. That's the destiny of your life. So the circumstances don't matter. This is what the saints get. That's hard for us to get. We're still seeking the glory of this age. We're still looking for the comforts of this world. We're still looking for the honors and the pleasures and everything in this world. And when they don't come, we get drained, we get frustrated, we get angry, we get impatient, we get frustrated. And then we act foolishly. We do stupid things. So we're getting seduced to kind of pursue the glory of this world. And Paul's just saying, that's the wisdom of this age that's just totally doomed. It is doomed. He goes on. Verse 9, he says, it is written, what no eye has seen, nor ear heard, nor the heart of man conceived, what God has prepared for those who love him. Do you love God? Ask yourself, do you love God? If so, no eye has seen and no ear heard and not even no heart of man has ever conceived what God has in store for you. Yeah, you broken, weak, sinful, beaten down, at times discouraged. But friends, persevere, endure, never give up. Don't let the devil steal your joy. Christian joy flows from this realization that St. Paul is talking about, because the Holy Spirit begins to reveal to us what Paul's talking about. What no eye has seen, the Holy Spirit has seen. What no ear has heard, the Holy Spirit has heard. What no heart of man conceived, the Holy Spirit conceived. Because the Holy Spirit, he'll say later here, knows the depths, penetrates the depths of God, and now penetrates the depth of your life and mine, your heart and mine. And he wants to show us what God has prepared for us. Do you know what God has prepared for you? If you did, it would change your life. Paul goes on, verse 10, God has revealed to us this through the Holy Spirit. He's revealed to us what no eye has seen or ear has heard or heart of man conceived. He said, listen closely to this, for the Spirit searches everything, even the depths of God. Wow. The Spirit that searches the eternal depths of the Father. I know it's hard for us to even conceive of that, isn't it? It's so extraordinary. That same Spirit searches your depth, the depth of your heart, the true condition of your life. And he wants to open it up to you so you can see it. Not only the bad and what needs to change, but what you've been made for. And he wants the depth of God, and in him, your depth and the Father's depth touches. He goes on to say, for the Spirit searches everything, even the depths of God, for what person knows a man's thoughts except the spirit of the man which is in him? So also no one comprehends the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is from God, that we might understand the gifts bestowed on us by God. Do you know what these gifts are? This is part of your inheritance, friends. This is what the devil wants to keep from you, and the flesh isn't interested in. The gifts that God has given to you and prepared for you. Let's talk about those tomorrow and more about this. Hope you can join me. Have some friends join as well. God bless you, brothers and sisters. Have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you Ralph Martin's booklet, Why Be Christian? Lots of people are asking that question today, and Ralph speaks very candidly of how he found in Christianity the truth. It's an inspiring booklet I think you will be encouraged and strengthened by. If you'd like it, you could call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE, or you could subscribe to our podcast.